welcome to the Play Inspired podcast. And here we talk about your journey when it comes to examining your life, the things that you have learned, your journey when it comes to growth and how this affected you in your life and in your business, and how you've gotten you've gained your personal freedom, however you define freedom, and share that with us. So having said that, give us a little bit of an intro. Give us a little bit of a sneak peek inside your world.
Well, thank you, first of all, so much for inviting me on. I always love to share my message of my journey because I know mine is probably very similar to a lot of other people's. The details might be different, but I think the challenges and the process is often very similar. You know, a lot of it really did not fully come to fruition probably until I would say the last 5 years. Now, that's not to say the journey is ever over by any means, but there was a giant leap forward in the last 5 years, which makes me feel like I'm in a pretty decent place with my health and happiness at the moment. And as I reflected upon just everything I, you know, went through in my life, and it obviously starts when you're a kid. And I don't think you really connect to this idea that you are on a journey. At least I didn't. Maybe nowadays younger people are doing that because it's so much more, you know, kind of a normal part of conversation, but it certainly wasn't back when I was growing up. But that time of reflection certainly is critical to help me identify what were some of those pivotal moments, what were some of those life-changing events, even though perhaps at the moment I didn't know it was a life-changing event, because by reflecting on that, it helped me be more in tune with it when it's going on currently so that I know how to deal and handle things. And a big part of all of it is getting to a point where you are ready to be honest with yourself. And that's hard. It's really hard to do because a lot of times it's a little messy. It's not fun. It might be ugly at times. But having been doing what I'm doing for a very long time and talking with so many people and talking about my own story, I absolutely know that we are all a lot more alike than we are different.
Yeah, you're right, though. It's the same journey, just the details are different, but the big picture is all the same. And you're right. It's one of those things. And this is something that I learned over the last 2 years. I've been doing the work around the same time as you. I started in 2016. That's when I really started taking it seriously. And over the last 2 years, what I've learned is a lot of the way I behave today is still reacting to something that happened when I was 3 years old, 5 years old. I'm like, how? I'm 29. Why am I still reacting to a certain thing that's happening today, because in making it similar to what happened when I was 8 years old? It doesn't even make sense.
You know, yeah. But it actually does make sense, because the way that we react to things is typically rooted to some degree in our survival mechanism. Mm. And those are the things that in the face of change or what we perceive as threat or things that we don't understand or we don't like, we're going to try to protect ourselves from it. That is our natural human instinct. Mm. And it really does require a lot of dedicated intention to teach ourselves to respond differently. Mm. And it's not just, you know, that you have 29 years under your belt. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of years as being humans that we have to completely rewire. Mm. And that's really, really hard. Mm. You know, my own journey with getting to a healthier, happier place definitely started in, I would say, my mid-20s, but it was very much focused around nutrition and exercise and kind of those surface things that I think, you know, we can all look at and say, oh, I need to do better here and I should do more of this and I need to stop doing that. But, and definitely I grew a lot. I realized a lot, but all and it wrapped up in that was me having to figure myself out. So to your point, why am I doing things that I know are not helpful? Mm. And that's where getting like really honest and really rooted and then staying incredibly intentional when you realize what you're doing to choose to do something different. Mm. And it really is a choice. Everything we do is a choice. What happens, of course, is the healthy choice is the hard choice. And if we're not incredibly mindful, we're probably not going to make it. We're going to make the reactive choice because that's the one that we've been programmed and we've been ingrained to do for so long.
It's one thing that, like you said, you know, we had thousands and thousands of years of being human, and that's not something, even just the last 29 years that I've been fighting with, it took me this long to become, to wind, to be the way that I wound up being. I cannot fix that because I read a, something that Jay Shetty said.
Exactly, yes. And honestly, I think that is one of the big mindset shifts to make, is getting out of this idea that there's going to be some magical transformation because you read a book or you listened to a podcast or you went to a workshop. It is a lot of hard work. It really is. Mm-hmm. And just when you think you've done all the work and you got there, something at some point is going to show up to tell you that, you've come along, but you still have a ways to go. Yeah. And that's why I say the journey really never, ever ends.
It's not. Yeah. It's becoming a common thing. It's become something that I say on a daily basis recently, now that I think about it, that the work never stops. I could have started this 4 years ago, but 50 years later, I'll probably still be uncovering some things that I need to work on. You know, like there's, it just never stops. Yeah. So what were the events?
Yeah, because as you.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, as you go through life, you're going to encounter different experiences that at this point in your life, you have no idea that they're waiting there for you. Mm-hmm. And those experiences are all going to be part of the journey and part of the lesson. I have nearly 20 years on you. So yeah. at your age, you know, I really did think it was all about the surface things. I just need to eat better and I need to exercise more. And that'll magically solve everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're pieces of the puzzle for sure, but there's a lot more to living your healthiest, happiest life than just those things. And it's peeling back all those layers that are maybe, you know, preventing you from doing the things that you say you want to do or doing the things that you know you probably need to do to live that healthiest, happiest life. And it is a lot of hard work. And what I have discovered, and I put myself in this category as well, most people don't want to do the work.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it's always glamorous seeing it on Instagram, you know, talking about this. But when you're actually there's a lot of crying.
For sure. Crying, frustration, disappointment, all of that. And, you know, when we see somebody's finished product, we think that they just magically sprouted up out of the ground that way. No, there was a lot of hard work that went on behind the scene of that, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's never really a finished product. This is not some math equation where you solve for X. Once you solve for X, guess what? Y pops up.
I love that analogy. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what were the events that led to you exploring this work?
Gosh, there really were so many. And I know that at the time, I didn't even know that they were events. But certainly, you know, the big ones that were very obvious were, as I wrapped up my career as a gymnast, I was a gymnast my whole childhood. And when I decided to hang up the grips and live a normal life, I decided I was going to make up for a whole bunch of lost time and lost opportunity and lost fun. Not that I didn't love being a gymnast. I absolutely did. But along with that comes a lot of sacrifice and a lot of things that you don't get to do that other people get to do. And also for me, it did lead me to have a relatively unhealthy relationship with food. And so when I was no longer going to be getting in a leotard or on a scale or having to flip my body in the air, I thought, well, I can eat whatever I want and I'm going to. And I did that for a pretty decent amount of time. And it didn't take very long for things to get out of control pretty quickly. So I went from being this little gymnast to a relatively unrecognizable person. On the surface, I was still this happy, fun, look at me, I'm having a great time. But inside I was like, oh my God, what have I done? What am I doing? And I knew it wasn't going to go well if I continued doing what I was doing. And it really was, I don't know. I do wish I could go back and have this little bird's eye view of my brain at the moment where the light bulb switched. I really don't know what it was, other than you get to a point, and I got to that point where I was disgusted with myself, with the way I looked, the way I felt. It wasn't authentic. It really wasn't me. The things that I did were kind of to, you know, I don't know, kind of give a middle finger to the world and be like, ha ha, look what I can do now. And it only harmed me, obviously. Mm-hmm. And it was coming to that realization that, okay, if I want a different outcome, I'm going to have to do different things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it isn't just, oh, go on this diet or, oh, eat these foods and you'll have this great outcome. There was a lot of unpacking to do of why I was turning to food the way I was. And also back then we had terrible information about nutrition. I mean, terrible. So the things that I was taught that I thought I actually was doing good to reach some goals and to be healthier was completely wrong. So that also kind of compounded the challenge of the journey. Is here I thought I was making really great choices to get to this outcome I wanted. And it's demoralizing when you're doing all these things and you're not seeing results, and only to find out many, many, many years later that all those things that I was doing were completely wrong. I just didn't know that at the time. Yeah. So there was a lot of, like you said, frustration, confusion, wanting to give up. What's the point? It doesn't matter. It's not going to work anyway. And, you know, that's part of the journey as well. A journey is not linear. So for anybody who thinks it is, don't. There's going to be twists and turns and ups and downs and flat lines and going in all kinds of directions you might not expect. Mm. But as long as you continue to decide that you want to figure it out, you want to learn and grow and be better and do better, and also understand that that is going to require some hard work and maybe some tough love conversations with yourself, you'll move forward. You will, maybe not as rapidly as you want to. But that's also part of the mindset shift, is to get out of this idea that there's going to be this quick fix with little to no effort, because that just isn't reality. And I think, especially with the age of social media, we have been bamboozled into thinking that is a reality, and it's just not. And the sooner you can adopt that attitude and get over that, the easier your move forward is going to be.
Yeah. So you briefly touched up on it. So, you know, like it's not just about, you know, working out, eating clean. There's also a lot more to it. So I've personally, like, say it's 8 years now. It's 2021. I keep forgetting that. So 8 years ago, I was in like the best shape of my life. But now that I look back, I was eating barely 1,000 calories a day. And I was working out in a way that it's very unhealthy. I'll work out, you know, I work night shifts at the time. And then after my night shift, I'll go for a swim. I'll sleep for a few hours. And then before going to work, I'll do another couple hours. And now that and looking back, I was always sore. I was always, you know, and then after that, it's like, okay, I don't want to do that again. And then that's the whole fluctuation of my weight and my relationship with food, with health, all that stuff. And it wasn't really until very recently that I realized that, okay, so it's not just about your body. It has to be a healthy mind and body, that there's a relationship between the two. So how does you know, your mind and how does the healthy mind and body really correlate?
Yeah, such a great question, because I think we, as humans, we either focus on one or the other. And it's this thing is connected. This mind is connected to your body. They are not separate. They are always working synergistically. And, you know, when I say that it was probably 5 years ago that I really made the big leap and bound forward, it's because I fully embraced how important attitude, mindset, all of those things are to reaching goals and to doing something that is sustainable. And so what you described, of course, it wasn't sustainable. And, you know, again, that comes, I think, to this idea that we want to have a finish line. Okay, I got there and now I'm done. Except that if you stop doing all the things that got you there, then that result that you have is going to go away. Mm-hmm. But also when we do it in such a way that is not sustainable, there's no way that you are going to keep on doing it. It's just not, it's not possible. And if people are doing it that way, it is not healthy. And one of the things that definitely helped me kind of get out of that idea of this finish line was to take the focus off of the result and instead focus on the journey, focus on the behaviors that I know are necessary to get me where I want to go. And as long as the cumulative effect of all the choices I am making day after day after day, those are called our habits, as long as those are more often than not helping me reach my goals, I will probably reach that goal. It's just going to take time. And so I definitely tell all my clients and anybody I speak to is we're very focused on outcomes. You don't control outcomes. You control your behaviors. That's it. You're in control of what you think and feel and say and do. And when we let go of this idea of if I do this, I will achieve this outcome, and rather phrase it as I am going to do this because I know that this is necessary to achieve my outcome. And then I also have to do this and this and probably this and this and this and this. That's called progress. And that is going to be a shift towards a sustainable lifestyle. You know, it really is. It's a big mindset shift to make. And along the way, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to feel like it's not working. I can't tell you how many times people say, well, I did all this work and nothing happened. I'm like, really? Nothing happened? I just don't believe that. Well, come to find out, a whole bunch of things happened, but the end result you were looking for didn't happen. So in our minds, we're like, oh, nothing happened. Except that when you look back, it actually did. A lot changed. And I think a lot of it does require you to buy into the idea that a healthy choice is helping you no matter what the outcome of that choice is going to be. It's having a positive effect on you physically, mentally, and emotionally. And so, you know, the mental aspect of it and truly a big piece of it is determining, why are you going to make hard choices? Because that's right. That's the necessary piece of this. It's going to be hard. Change is hard. Adopting new habits is hard. Making the healthy choice is hard. All of it's hard. And if you don't have a really good reason for making those hard choices, you're not going to make them consistently enough to have the outcome that you want. So you have to have that personally meaningful reason, that internal conversation, that when you are faced with a choice, you're going to have a conversation with yourself about what each choice is going to potentially offer you. And if it is not one that's going to help you get closer to this goal that you say you want to achieve, then you really better evaluate if it's going to be worth it. And sometimes it is. I mean, that's the reality. Sometimes our choices we're making that are not helping us get to where we want to go, in the moment, it's worth it. And then we should do it, love it, embrace it, don't feel bad about it, but know that it can't always be worth it and still have an outcome that I'm going to be pleased with as well. So there really is a lot of internal conversation that goes on or should be going on, you know, for people to kind of bust through some of those impulsive choices that then we end up looking back and beating ourselves up about, I shouldn't have done that. I wish I had done that. Why did I do that? And all of that is just negativity that's probably going to lead you to making some other unhealthy choices to make yourself feel better about the bad choices you just made. At least that's how it was in my early part of my journey.
No, I do see that. And then another thing is that when having these difficult conversations with myself, it only really works if I am completely honest with myself, because it's so easy to be like, no, you're fine. It's so easy to do that. But when you really get super honest with yourself, it gets harder. The conversation becomes harder, but it also makes it really much more effective, much more worthwhile.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you are spot on. And one thing I love talking with your generation is you all are very much more advanced than I was at your age, I promise you, again, because these things weren't talked about. And it does give me a lot of hope that, your generation is going to figure it out sooner than we did, how to live healthier, happier lives. Because, you know, I work with so many people who are in their 40s, 50s, even beyond, that say, oh, I wish I would have taken better care of myself when I was in my 20s and 30s. And I myself have said that when I, you know, really started embracing the healthy lifestyle, I thought, oh, I wish I would have done this sooner. Mm-hmm. Woulda, coulda, shoulda, doesn't matter anymore. All I can do is what I can do now. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. It is an honest conversation. Without being honest, then there's no point in having the conversation, truly. But they're not fun. And that's why we don't have them, because we're not interested in doing things that aren't fun, right? And yet growth only comes through, through yuckiness. It only comes through that, right? Growth and change are not pretty ever in anything. And so for us to think that we're going to evolve into these really great beings without going through a lot of yuckiness it's just not really realistic. So embracing and wrapping your head around that, you know, and setting yourself up with that mindset and knowing that as long as you do continue to want to evolve and want to learn and grow and then put in the work, you will. I know that for a fact.
So what's a question you wish, because you mentioned you work with people in their 40s and their 50s. So what's a question that you wish more people asked when it comes to exploring this kind of work?
Ooh, that's a tough one, Judith. You know, it might not be so much a question that people should be asking, but for certain, they should be asking themselves, for sure. They should be asking themselves, no matter where they are in life, what age you are, where your health status is, where your level of happiness is, am I comfortable with where I am? And if you are 100% content with the way your life is today, then do not change a thing. But if you're not, then decide, okay, in what area do I want to improve? How do I define health and happiness for myself? That is something everybody should be able to do, right? Create that picture of what you living your best life looks like. What are you doing, not doing? What's happening in your life? If you can't create the picture of what you living your best life looks like, the likelihood you're going to live your best life is pretty slim, right? So you do have to kind of clarify that vision. And then you have to determine, well, how close or how far away am I from living that best life? What do I need to do to get closer? What do I maybe need to minimize? What do I need to stop doing, you know, and doing kind of that self-evaluation of where you are currently and what you do need to do to move forward is a part of the journey. And then, of course, once you've done all that, you actually have to do it.
It's so easy to plan these things out, you know, you have like a long list of this is what I'm gonna do, and then next day you're like, oh, something's on TV.
Exactly. Just throw it away. Well, and that's, I think that's definitely a part of our challenge of modern society. There are so many distractions and so many other things to do instead. We've sort of let this thing, ourselves, run on autopilot. And it can go okay for a little bit without really nurturing it the way it needs to be nurtured, but eventually it's going to catch up. You know, you are part of the group I call the YBI, the Young, Beautiful, and Invincible. You can get away with a lot and it doesn't appear to be affecting you. But when you know how the human body functions, I promise you it's affecting you, right? When you're not getting the sleep that you need, when you're letting the anxiety kind of, you know, get out of control, when you're drinking too much or eating too much unhealthy food or not exercising and moving your body the way a body needs to be moved, it'll catch up. Now, the good news is the human body is incredibly resilient. And so once you're ready to acknowledge what you need to do and you know, where you want to go, then it's just about putting in the work and you'll get there. I know so many people that have completely turned around the trajectory of their health and their life because they decided to take it seriously. And I will say I'm one of them. The trajectory was not looking good at all. And it really just required me to decide, okay, that's not the life I want. What I see in my future in the next 5, 10, you know, at that point I was in my mid 20s. So when I thought about, gosh, what's going to happen? What am I going to be when I'm 50? If I keep going this way, it was not what I wanted at all. And then the hard work had to start.
Yeah. Wow. So let's get the imaginative here for a bit. Okay. So say sprinkle some magic dust into the computers and whatever you say can be heard. And when I say hear, they really hear it. It pierces through everything, every layer of whatever we built in front of us in our eyes. And they could really hear it. And they could really, and then they, it really registers and they start implementing it. What would be your advice?
Something that I say to myself, I'll give you kind of things that I say to myself all the time, because even though I do what I do, I am still a human and I still have challenges and I have the same struggles that I had before. I've just learned how to manage them in a different way. So one of my big lines is, if I want to be better, I have to do better. I'm a very big fan of personal responsibility. Every single thing that has happened in my life, there is one common thread, and that is this girl right here, me. Now, some things I have a teeny tiny amount of responsibility simply because I was there. Other things I have nearly 100% responsibility for. And I, again, these hard conversations, I have to look at everything and determine that. And if I want to be better, I have to do better. Regardless of what we're talking about, whether it's a relationship with somebody, it's in my business, it's my own health, it's up to me, right? I'm in charge of what I think and feel and say and do. Also, another one that rings in my head is, whatever is happening is what is supposed to be happening. I think very often as humans, we want to understand. We want to understand things. And there is an experience, in the later part of my adulthood that I finally just had to really, really realize that there's no requirement that you understand everything, that there's no rule that says that. So you might not understand things, but if it really is what it is, then the only thing you can do is accept it and choose what you're going to do forward, what you're going to do about it. And then another one, it's actually an old a line from an Indigo Girls song. So I'm totally dating myself now, but the line is, it's only life after all. And I look at it every day because I painted it up on a huge canvas and it's hanging at the end of my wall. Life is hard. Life is a series of challenges. It's what we each decide to do in the face of those challenges that's going to determine our outcome. Not the outcome of a situation. Our outcome as human beings, as our own human specimen, my health and happiness is largely dependent upon me, what I do.
Wow, that is amazing. Michelle, I'd like to acknowledge you for the stand that you are, for everyone, people, you know, understanding and tapping into the whole concept of healthy mind and body. That way they could access their own happiness, their freedom, and living their best life. So thank you for doing what you do.
Wow. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting me share the message. I think the more people that embrace this idea and the more people that do it, just the better as a society we will be. And, you know, we have a lot of work to do on lots of levels, but I am always going to go back to what I control, and I control me, and that's it. And so if each one of us looks to ourselves and realizes that I control what I do, and we do the best we can every day with what we've got, I think it could work out pretty well. I really do. For sure.
It will. So before we say goodbye here, what's the best way that our listeners could get in touch with you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. My website is probably the best, betterbeings.net. Of course, you can email me, michelle@betterbeings.net. I am not very prevalent on social media. I have a presence. So Instagram and Facebook is betterbeingsus. But truly, my website is the best.
Okay, awesome. We will have all that in the show notes. And Michelle, thanks again for accepting the invite and being here, spending time with us. And we really, really do love and appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Judith, for inviting me. It's been a pleasure.